Welcome to the Coda Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this eighth. Wow, eight news episodes. I was surprised how far we'd get with news episodes. People are liking them, so I'm keeping them up. So we're up to number eight, which is awesome. But this one's all about Docker. 1.8 has been released. So back in mid-August, Docker 1.8 has been released. Some fairly biggish announcements in there. So I'll go through the list here. So there's Content Trust, which is the biggest one, or one of the big ones. Toolbox, which I think actually probably would be the biggest one, actually, now I'm thinking about it. Updates to the registry and orchestration, which is pretty awesome. So Docker Content Trust and the update framework. So basically Docker, I'll read an abstract here. So Docker Content Trust is a new feature in Docker Engine 1.8 that makes it possible to verify the publisher of Docker images. This is why it's pretty big, because you don't want just to someone's come up and said, yeah, I'm this person and we're releasing this, and it turns out they've released something nasty in that image. So this is really, really something that's needed. So they say when a publisher pushes an image to a remote registry, Docker is signing that image with a private key. So later on, you can use that use a publisher's public key to verify it. You know, same kind of thing. So that's really good that they've got that in there. Now, I still probably this probably is the biggest one, is the Docker Toolbox. So along with the 1.8 release, they're also releasing a new installer for OS 10 and Windows, and it's called Docker Toolbox, and it's the fastest way to get up and running with Docker development environment on your local machine. So essentially what it does, it installs the Docker client, Docker Machine, which is your new way of working with Docker, really. Compose, which at the moment it's just for Mac only. Hopefully it comes for Windows, because if you're on Windows and you're not using Compose, like if you're a Windows user, you're missing out on Compose, because it's really handy. It's great. It's I'm not sure. I suppose you could probably still use Fig. I'm not too sure if you could use the old version of Compose Fig. And it comes with VirtualBox as well, so you don't really need to go to multiple places to get started. I'll touch more on Docker Toolbox in a moment. So Docker Engine 1.8. So they've included experimental support for volume plugins. A lot of people have been really wanting this, so they've now got it there. So you can back Docker with volumes from any third-party storage system, which is pretty big. So, I mean, if you need to use some kind of third-party storage, it makes it a lot easier. Now, it is still experimental, though. I have not played around with this at all. It's up to you guys to figure that out. Some other features that they've got here: copy files from host to container. So they've got Docker CP, used to only copy files from a container out to the host, but it now works the other way around, which is quite nice. There's new daemon command, updates to the daemon command. They've got customizable PS format, so when you do Docker PS, you can pass --tactac format or --- format, however you want to say it. And you can customize the output of that command, which is quite nice. I know from being a Ruby developer, that's quite handy when I'm doing my RSpec tests. I'm sure it's going to be handy in Docker. And you've got a configurable client config directory. So the Docker client stores some config in your home directory at .docker. So it's a dot directory there. In case you need to run multiple clients on a single machine, this is now configurable. So you can pass in the option or the flag of tactac config, and there's the Docker config variable. Other things is the Docker registry has been updated. So as April, they released registry, the 2.0 version. Now they've released 2.1. It's basically faster, it's more secure, and has some new features. So there's listing repositories. You can now list the contents of your registry through the API. There's new storage drivers, S3, Azure, etc. You can now soft delete. You can now use the API to remove the references to images and layers from your registry, which is pretty handy. General orchestration updates. So Docker's really pushing orchestration at the moment, and they're really going quick with it too. I'm surprised how faster accelerating with orchestration. So they've got updates to Compose, Swarm, and Machine. So Compose, it's in Compose 1.4, dramatically faster. They're saying that you should find that your apps start and stop much faster. Now, I haven't tried this. I haven't actually updated a Docker 1.8 yet, so I'm yet to try this out. But it'll be nice if it does start a lot faster, even though it's fairly quick, but I mean, it definitely could be faster. You can give custom container names, so now you can pass container name option in your Compose file to give a service's container-specific name, which is kind of handy if you are spinning up a lot of small services. It's good to be able to give them their own names there. You can read config from standard in. That's quite interesting. So Compose can now read configs from standard in, so you can automatically generate them. That's quite handy. And I think that's essentially it. I think there's more there, but I recommend checking out the blog post. As I said, this was August 12th, but definitely check it out. There's also a great little rundown of it on infoq.com. So there's a good article there about that. You can check out the page at docker.com/docker-engine. There's some great information there if you're new to Docker Engine in itself, you haven't really looked right into that. The one I wanted to touch on the most was Docker Toolbox. So this is the new update for Mac and Windows. So essentially it's replacing boot to Docker. So if anyone's used boot to Docker in the past, the mainly Mac users, you'll be finding that it helps you get started because the current file system did not mimic what was on a Linux machine, so there's no kernel for it to get onto. So boot to Docker kind of sat in between VirtualBox and your machine and helped you get things running. So what's in this toolbox? So you've got the Docker client, Docker machine, Docker Compose, as I said, Mac only, Docker Kitematic, which is that visual tool for running Docker containers and stuff like that. I haven't played around that for a while. I found it really buggy in the early stages. I do need to come back and revisit it, but the interface looked kind of nice from what I've seen in screenshots and stuff like that. It's just a visual way to start and stop custom images and containers and whatnot. And it also includes VirtualBox. Now, there's a bunch of facts like migrating from boot to Docker, which I need to do. Essentially, it moves you from boot to Docker to use Docker machine command to interact with things. So a lot nicer there. There's a few other little questions, but mainly it's all relating back to the tutorials. The main thing is just that migration from boot to Docker to using the Docker toolbox itself and using Docker machine. But that's essentially it in this little news roundup. This one kind of slipped past me. A friend of mine and a colleague mentioned this, and I was like, whoa, what happened there? I don't know how I missed this in my feeds. But it's pretty exciting. Like, Docker really excites me quite a lot. I think it's definitely the way forward in terms of local development environments and definitely in production. I mean, issues with deployment and getting things set up, like even with tools like Ansible and Chef and Puppet, I know you probably should be using them along with Docker, but Docker really simplifies the process and everything, especially local development. I mean, when we've had people come on to new projects, having a Docker file, it's huge. It really is. It really reduces that time to getting up and started and start contributing code to some project, whether it's in your office or like an open source project or something like that. Makes a huge difference. But anyway, if you're new to Docker and this is all news to you, definitely check it out at docker.com. Just head straight to the docs page, probably is a good idea. Anyway, that's essentially it for Docker news. Please let me know if you've tried any of this out. I'd especially like to hear your feedback on Kitematic, as I haven't touched it in a while. It'd be really good to get your thoughts on it if you do use it, how you've found it, especially recently. Please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com. And again, if you are really liking the podcast and the episodes, please provide some feedback, whether it be on Twitter or via comments or more. Something I'd prefer would be a review and rating in iTunes. And just make sure as well, if you can subscribe in your podcatcher of choice or iTunes or via RSS if you like. I'd love to see these numbers keep growing and continuing to grow. It certainly helps my enthusiasm a little bit, even though I'm not going to be stopping this anytime soon, that's for sure. I love doing this. But yeah, it'd be good to see. Anyway, that's it, and we'll catch you at the next episode.